If y'all ain't know, now you know. Right now you're tuned in to Knowledge Deep. The one and only Duval DJ Bravo. Let's get it.
It's so hard for you to do this, priming out that newness. Just completed the blueprints. So far, so amusing. It was hard for you to do this, priming out that newness. Just completed the blueprints. So far, so amusing. It was hard for you to do this, priming out that newness. Just completed the blueprints. So far, so amusing. Yeah. I need on the track, next bitch. Use that rap shit. Charlie's making musicians. She can get on the mat.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl Nala on MN Live Radio, and yes, it's Friday. So you know every Friday I pull in an indie artist to do an interview with. And today, you guys, we're chilling with King Spider-Man out of Atlanta, Georgia. Decatur. Okay, let's be specific this time. All right, you guys, before we get into that interview, though, let me give a special shout-out to 904 DJ Bravo. My bad, you guys, tongue-tied today. 904 DJ Bravo out of Jacksonville, Florida, and Making It Mag out of Atlanta for giving us this platform to do what we need to do. I can never appreciate or thank them enough to do what I need to do. All right, you guys, here we go. Let's get into this interview with King Spider-Man. What's up, you guys? This your girl Nala on MN Live Radio today, and we here with King Spider-Man. You want to say what's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? King Spider-Man, cat from Atlanta, Hitman, Mystic Family, Fan Squad Entertainment.
All right. Hey, you say you're from Decatur?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it real. I was raised in Decatur, but I was born in New Jersey. But I don't know shit about New Jersey. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I,
Be yourself. Okay. I want your full personality.
I don't know nothing about New Jersey, though. But I was born there. My whole family is from there. But I was raised here.
Okay. So you want to tell us a little bit about King Spider-Man or how you got into the music industry? Okay.
I linked up with my partner, Alonzo Ferguson.
Okay.
And Mystic Family. And, you know, we were doing some things, and I messed around and messed up and ended up in prison. Mm-hmm. So I went to prison for about 10 years. out in 2012. I've been, you know, trying to get back ever since. And recently I've got just a little bit of momentum, so I'm trying to push that. I also was able to write a book while I was locked up, so I put out a book last year. I'm about to try to do the deluxe edition this year. So,
okay, what's the name of the book?
Say it again?
What's the name of the book?
Oh, it's called The Red Bricks of Crust.
Okay. You want to tell us what that's about?
It's basically, okay, imagine if people from the hood had powers, right? Or people that you know, everyday people, had powers, okay? But do you really think they would be out there just trying to save the world all the time or trying to be superheroes? I don't. You know what I'm saying? So I created a world where people, they have powers, but they don't, it's not like everybody hears the call of a hero, you know? But things still happen in this world. And I'm not saying in this world heroes don't exist. I just wanted to make the concept of the hero a little bit more realistic. And kind of in the same way as things like The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Or maybe The Watchmen, but in a way that's not as extreme, because both of those probably, they're good, but they're a little extreme from what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So what I did was I took those types of characters though, and I still put them in the typical comic book scenario, and I'm starting with this 6-book series that's really like the turning point in this world, to where it goes from a world where the bad guys then took over and nobody cares to this happening, and then the world turns to people start trying to wake up and start trying to stop things from happening.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That sounds inspiring. So where did King Spider-Man come from? How did you get that name?
Okay, so that actually came from basketball. So, something random, playing basketball one day, and my cousin made a remark about me moving like a spider. And I just, you know, I thought, shit, call me Spider-Man then. And, it was just for basketball, though. But when I started rapping, I had a different rap name. And I decided one day to change it because this old nigga, I don't want to just call him an old nigga, he was my partner, but he was an older dude. He advised me, he was like, man, you should use the name that people know you by in your neighborhood, and people who have been locked up with you know you by, which is Spider-Man. I was like, all right, I'm going to do that. But then I wanted to do something different with it because I was like, man, I wanted to make it kind of stand out a little bit. And I was like, well, I'm going to throw something in front of it. And I was like, I'm not going to do Mr. Spider-Man. It's a little too formal. I'm not going to do MC Spider-Man because that's outdated. So I was like, I'm going to use King.
I like.
I feel like I'm a king anyway. A king of...
Right.
Just like how T.I.'s clothing line says, a king of oneself.
Right.
They put that shit in perfect words. I could never, like, think of a perfect phrase for that. And when he came out with that clothing line, I was like, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's what's up. It fits you. That's what's up. I like. Okay, so have you done any new music? Anything dropping? What's your newest song out right now?
So the last song I dropped, I think was what was the last song I dropped? Oh, I Can Get on the Track, because I dropped a video to it.
Okay.
That's featuring my boy Prime Gwizzy. Shout out to Prime Gwizzy. I don't know where he at. He disappears periodically. He shows up. He showed up long enough to tell me I can use the song, and he disappears.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
That's what's up.
But I got another song dropping. I plan on dropping it next week on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Called The Jump. And I also have another song that I'm going to release on all platforms called All Right Then Part 2.
You say All Right Then?
I'm seeing you later, bro.
Okay. So how did you come up with that?
okay, so it's a part two to a verse that I wrote called "I Then." It's an acapella verse that I wrote like back in the day, like when niggas used to ask me to rap, I'll rap that verse, and they'll just be like, "Whoa, what the?" You know what I'm saying? Because it's full of punchlines and little metaphors. And,
okay,
you know
okay.
What I'm saying? But it's from when I was like 16, 17. You know.
I did. Okay. That's what's up. So tell me about I see you got this show that you call Atlanta Hitmakers. How did that come about, or what is it about?
Okay, so Atlanta Hitmakers is actually I'm a part of that. I don't own it, but I'm a part of that.
Okay.
It's actually owned by my partner Willie Millionaire. Willie Millionaire is a member of the Mystic family. And members of the Mystic family, we all have different things that we do. This is his thing. And I joined up with him. I was co-hosting with him, but I had things in my life that caused me to kind of pull back.
Mm-hmm.
So I can concentrate on that. But I'm still involved. You know, I still come around. I still got all the shirts. You know, when I do my show on the 21st, he gonna be there. We all gonna be there. You know what I'm saying, with the shirts on or whatever.
That's what's up.
And, we're gonna have the shirts for sale too. I'm trying to get them to print something or print a few out so we can have some for sale at the show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, it's basically Atlanta Hitmakers is basically the new age. We're trying to make it the new age rap city.
Okay.
But instead of, you know, rap city used to just show videos. Our structure is more like a top 10 structure.
Okay. Okay.
So artists send their videos in. They get voted into every week into the top 10 by our little panel or whatever.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's that. And it's completely free for you to send your videos in.
Oh, well, y'all need to promote that because, you know, some of these artists be looking for the free stuff.
Yeah. And you know, it's so many artists out there that we don't, it's like you saying, we need to promote it. It's a lot. That inbox is so full of videos. Like,
wow.
So full of videos that ain't even made it to the show.
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
We probably just need a bigger platform.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe in you guys. I see it coming. Just keep working. Okay, so you say you got a show on February 21st in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yes, at this, it's with After Shows, it's at this club called Artisans Bar and Gallery.
Okay, and that's your 1 year anniversary? Yes. You've been doing this for a year now, full strong? I said you've been doing this for a year now, full strong, right? Consistent.
Well, actually, I've been like inconsistent with it, like doing it off and on, mm-hmm. You know, just life.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But now that I think I got things a little bit figured out, it's gonna be a little bit more consistent for 2020.
Okay.
This is just the first of that. I'm trying to use this show to gain a little more notoriety so that I can start dropping some of the other things that I'm gonna have planned for the rest of the year.
Okay, well, we watching you. We keep us informed.
Oh yeah.
So since you've been, you know, on your journey, and you know, in and out with dealing with life and stuff like that, what has inspired you to keep going?
Well, that's a good question. To be honest, I've been at this for so long. I've had different things inspire me to keep going, like throughout the years. Like at one point, I had a friend. She had HIV when I met her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was young. She was like 15, and I was like, okay. And she rapped too. So I was like, okay. So we're gonna get this cured, because Magic Johnson, he's straight. There's something out there that's gonna help. At one point, that was a real motivation, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
But as far as like in 2020, it's hard to be completely motivated a lot of the good stuff get overlooked. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. So, you know,
you see a lot of good artists compromise their art. You know what I'm saying? So
true.
It's kind of hard to say this, you know what I mean? Sometimes, anyway.
Right. So, you know what I started doing with the word motivation? I switched the word motivation to determination. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I don't be all the time motivated. Like, it takes a lot of strength and a lot of mental, you know, thoughts to get yourself or keep yourself motivated, especially with everything that goes around you. I just switched my word to determine. Like, this is something I am determined to do for myself. Like,
right.
I'm not worried about what's going on around every, you know, on the outside. I'm not worried about this. If an obstacle comes, you know, I just hope and, you know, find strategies of a way that I can get over it or around it. You know, motivation had took me to another level. Like, it was just like, I don't feel like doing this no more. Like, it runs out. So I was like, no, this is something that I have to do for myself. So
right.
I was like, what's the word I can put right there? And it was like determination. So yeah, I just try to change that outlook sometimes, you know, when it gets to that point of motivation. Like, no, this is what I'm determined to do for me and my people.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I can say this. One thing that does inspire me, because to be honest, you know, I do the music. The music is actually a secondary passion. My first passion is the superhero genre, the comic books and the cartoons. You know what I'm saying? But specifically just superheroes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like anime too, but you know it gets a little too silly for me. But my end goal is to like create. I had the idea for the cinematic universe before they started. Before they even did that, it's just, you know, I was real young, so I couldn't do it, actually, couldn't execute my plan, and I was like, I'm just glad that they did it right, you know, talking about Marvel, but,
I'm really trying to work
towards something like that, you know?
Okay, that's what's up.
And incorporate the hip-hop with it, because, like, even with, okay, so when I do the deluxe edition of this book, I'm trying to figure a way to incorporate a soundtrack to where when you buy the book you get the soundtrack exclusively somehow or whatever. I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay, you could do like 50 Cent did back in the day. You know, he released his little book or whatever and had the CD on the inside of the book. You know. For a bonus for your fans and stuff like that. But that's just the idea, you know. You know, but that's only for your subscribers and your fans. Everybody else got to pay for it, you feel me?
Right.
Right.
There is, now everything is on streams and downloads, so that's why I was like, I got to figure that out. You know,
right.
Like, is there like a private link or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
I'm sure it's gonna be a way to do that, but it'll only be like that for so long, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It wouldn't really be fair to just keep it like that.
No, you're cheating yourself. You would be cheating yourself. Okay, so being that you've been doing this or whatever, and I know you have goals and, you know, aspirations to go further, is there anywhere in the world that you would like to reach out to a group of people, and why?
I never thought about nothing like that. I'm gonna be honest, because I spend so much time within the little fictional world that I write out of, trying to develop things, because it gets intricate. I don't really watch the news. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to music, but it's still a lot of artists that I should know that I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't even know, like, to be honest, like, some of the new artists, I listen to indie music majority of the time, especially when I'm riding in cars or whatever. Like, I really listen to a lot of indie music because I like to see what you guys have going on. But, like, not as far as, like, the world-wise, like, personally, like, just in your heart, like, Is there anywhere or a state that you would rather go to or a platform that you would rather be on just to reach out to people and share your story with or your comic or your music? You haven't thought?
I did have a desire to go to California.
Okay. Now we get somewhere.
Just because I watch a lot of YouTube videos too.
Okay.
And a lot of the YouTubers that I watch, they film this stuff out there.
Okay.
And you know, it's based on how life is out there. I'm sure it's, of course, it's exaggerated, but I'm like, damn. I wonder how it really is. That makes you kind of want to see how it really is out there, you know?
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, this is my last question for you today before I let you go. Okay, so on your journey, I know there's people that's been in and out of your life that's, you know, motivated you, inspired you. If you could give them a shout out right now, who would it be and why? It could be more than one person. It don't have to be nobody specific.
the first person that comes to mind is somebody I'm not even sure. I haven't seen him in years. But right before I went to prison, I had to turn myself in. So I spent the weekend like kind of saying my goodbyes, and this is old cat in my neighborhood. We used to call him Feli. And when I told him what was about to happen, he was real heartbroken. He was like, damn, like you for real heartbroken. Cause he was like, damn, you were supposed to represent the hood, you know what I'm saying, on the rap shit, woo woo woo.
Right.
And you know, the way he said it, I was like, damn, I never really thought that, you know, other people perceived me that way. I'm a rapper. Of course I perceive myself that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little cocky, but it's another thing when you really know that somebody really fuck with you like that. And it wasn't just him. Because when I put my song out back then, niggas was listening to it. So, to be honest, it would be my neighborhood, downtown Decatur.
Okay, that's what's up.
Just the people I grew up around, people I grew up with.
Shout like, out to lot, ATL.
They be wanting to see you do good.
And that's a good thing. That's good. I'm from Georgia too, by the way, so I'm not too far from you. I'm like 2 or 3 hours from you. So I understand how Georgia people work. I've lived in other states as well, and some of the togetherness or the motivation or, you know, the pushing and support of other people in other states, I have not gotten it the way that I get it here in Georgia. And it's really hard. So when I came back home, it was like, I gotta stay here with my people for real. Like, I've been, you know, places and it's just not what I think it is. So yeah, Georgia is what's up. I support Atlanta all the way.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
A couple of hours, you might need to come through the city and we can do something.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to see you live and do a live interview. I have a lot of stuff going on as being a host, you know, so you know, Atlanta is a big part though. Shout out to Making It Mag as well, you know, for giving us the opportunity and the platform to do what we do. So that's what's up. Yes, King Spider-Man, that is what's up. We will keep that in the plan. So before we let you go though, let my fans know and your fans know and everybody around us that's listening right now where they can find you at if we ever want to look you up.
Okay, if you ever want to look me up, you can go on Instagram. My name is King Spider-Man 720. That's number 720 on Instagram. I actually have 3 accounts on Instagram, but that's my main account. You know what I'm saying? You can also follow Totally Awesome Mystic Man. That's Mystic is spelled with 2 Y's, no I's. Or Fed Squad Entertainment. That's SEDSQAD. put in King Spider-Man 1, but I'm there. Trust me, it's me.
Okay, okay.
And you can quite literally Google King Spider-Man, and you'll find everything you need to know.
All right, all right. Well, I thank you for joining us today, and thank you for calling in as well and giving us your time. I will drop your interview, or we will drop your whole interview at 4 p.m., so be on the lookout for that, okay?
All right, then.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, talk to you. I'll be with you.
Thank you guys for joining in on MLive Radio with us today. That was King Spider-Man with his newest hit called I Can Get On A Track, okay? We really appreciate you guys for tuning in with us on MLive Radio today. I hope you appreciated the interview as well. I hope you also purchase your tickets. Go see him perform in Atlanta on February 21st. You can get your tickets on my Afton. Follow us, follow him. You will see the links going around. Click on it, get those tickets, meet him there. You will also get a book or a signing of his book when you enter the performance. All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me. This is your girl, Nala, on MLive Radio. If you know any indie artists, any DJs with hot misses, want to sit, come through the den, have an interview with me, contact us at mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com. Again, that's mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com. All right, you guys, you know what time it is, and I'm signing out.